Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you this morning in New York with the time standing at 17 minutes past. That should be 10 in the morning. In Biafra land, it's approximately 17 minutes past 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I suppose the same time also in London, wherever you are around the world, around the surface of this very planet. We welcome each and every one of you. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwukika Biamas always is in heaven presiding over the proceedings of man on this very earth. We are still mourning. I don't know for some of you. I have not recovered. I have to be honest. I have not gotten over the fact that our people were mercilessly and unceremoniously mowed down by the forces of darkness, of the damnable, the detestable zoological Republic of Nigeria. We have come to America that we may preach this very gospel, that we may tell the American public, the American government, their lawmakers, their businessmen and women, everybody who has conscience, everybody that has a semblance, a shred of humanity in them, to appreciate what we are going through as Biafrans, to come to the understanding that the jihadist Islamization agenda is gathering pace and momentum, culminating in the indiscriminate slaughter of defenseless and innocent men and women on Sunday, the 30th of August. We have come that the world may hear. We have come that the truth may be disseminated and propagated without fear, without favor, without retreating, and without surrendering. That is where we have come. And Chukwu Abiyama is here. I tell you, he is here. I am surrounded by our people. Some of them who have come, having abandoned their work. You know, we are in America. We had a work for 25 hours out of 24-hour day. But they have abandoned their work to come because they are the chosen children of light. They have come because they need to congregate around this truth that is spoken on this very platform, the most listened to radio station anywhere on earth, the most appreciated, the most articulate, the most dependable radio station. If you want the truth, if you want consistency, if you want honesty, if you want fearlessness, you come here. We remember those that died. I'm telling you, we are still in mourning. We must continue to remember them. We are live and we are direct all the way from New York. The time is 20 minutes past the top of the hour. If you are looking at your timepiece now, if it is 20 minutes past, then you know you are privileged. You are listening to a live broadcast all the way from New York. I will not fail but acknowledge your presence by also welcoming you. The same way I will ask you to welcome other people. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Everywhere you are around this very planet Earth, you are welcome. From the USA, having addressed World Book Congress, I will, of course, proceed to Japan. From there, I will be touring the Far East. Anywhere our people inhabit and congregate, we shall go to preach this gospel. As long as they need it, we must preach it. Today is the turn of New York, and we must preach this very gospel in truth and honesty. We are on satellite, we are on radio, we are on online, of course. Let's not forget that we are also on the telephone. However way you wish to get through to us, whatever thing that you're doing, regardless of how you listen, go and download Radio Biafra app on your system. Download it on your phones. Even if you have 58 devices, download Radio Biafra app on all of them. It's an emergency fallback. If there is any problem anywhere, you know that our app will be working 24 hours a day. If you go there, you will be able to find us. If you go there, you will begin to appreciate the magnitude of this very work that we're doing and the need for each and everybody, each and every genuine hardcore Biafran, not only to participate, but also to support. We need to bury our dead. We need to comfort the living. We must ensure we protect those that will go out to evangelize later. Jesus can never get away with this. I swear on my life and that of my family that the death of these people must be avenged. That is the only time I can grieve properly, is when their death has been avenged. And believe you me, we shall do so. We are live this day. We are direct. The whole world is listening as we expect them to. And we must offer praise. We must offer thanksgiving to heaven. Even David said in the scriptures, in that vein, therefore, we must dedicate ourselves once again. We must reinforce our unshakable belief, our indisputable commitment to the throne of grace of heaven, that of Chukwuka Abiama, who watches over all his creation, to ask him once again today, this very fine morning, in these far-flung lands, developed, civilized, free from every intimidation from the British. This is a land that decided to set themselves apart from the British. They valued liberty and they got it. And today it stands as a shining beacon to every civilized nation on earth. Therefore, we have come here not only to draw inspiration, but also to reaffirm our belief, to reaffirm our trust, our hope, not just in the divinity, but in the omnipotence of the Most High, Chukwuka Abiama, who resided in heaven, whom we worship this very morning. As always, we bow before you. We kneel before you in total and unremitting submission, for you to come and take pride of place in our hearts, for you to give safe place, safe keeping to the souls of those who died, those whom you created, those who were unceremoniously killed, obliterated and wiped away from the face of the earth. We are the living reside into that of the spiritual. We are those who are dead will always permanently remain. We ask you to come and bring mercy, not just to their soul, but unto those who are living, to bring it to us, because one day we are going to die. It's appointed unto man to die only but once. But those that gave their lives for this very noble cause, those of them that went and died that we may live, we must honor them. We must remember them, and with your grace, we are going to triumph. That is why we hand over everything that we are. Because if not you, Chukwuka Abiama, we are nothing. Ewesu gagi chineke, onye kanyebo, madoden dososo kanyebo, onye wem na chineke. We call upon you all the time. We call upon your name because only that can redeem. We call upon you because you are the giver and taker of life. We call upon you because with you and this very banner which we carry, that is your holy name, we are bound to overcome. We are bound to triumph. We are bound to resurrect those, even those who are dead. We are bound to restore your kingdom upon the face of the earth. We are bound, of course, to uplift your holy name, which we shall exalt, which we shall worship, which we shall bow before, not just now, but forever and ever. He said, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of indigenous people of Biafra. I will be addressing the World Igbo Congress in Los Angeles in the next few days. I also command all the armies of Biafra. I know they are itching, they are upset, they want to be let loose, but everything has its own time. Everybody involved in the killing of our people will regret the day they were born. We shall hunt them down one after the other. Every guilty party will be hunted down. I assure you, on my life, I pledge it. If I do not do it before this year runs out, you go, Kabiam, you take my life. We must do it. We must send them a very clear lesson, and they must get our message that next time they don't mess with us. We must hunt them down one after the other. It doesn't matter where they run to. We have what it takes to find them, and we shall find them. Heaven will bear me witness. I have sworn on my life and that of my family, the deaths of these people will be avenged in this life, not next. In this life and not next. I direct Radio Biafra by the grace of heaven, not of this very earth. Therefore, we shall serve you diligently and honestly. We shall do so knowing fully well that we cannot retreat nor surrender. We shall also do so knowing fully well that we are without fear in the presence of our enemies. So help us, Chukwuka Abiama. So help us. I have men here with me. the barrister supposedly will be joining me later on. And when he does, I shall bring the barrister to all of you. I spoke to him before we came on air. He assured me he'll be joining us as soon as the barrister is able to do so. I shall welcome him. But before then, I will go to the few who are here with me, assembled to present this live program to the entirety of humanity, because we are live and we are direct. Chukwukika Biama, as ever, is on top of his throne. Chukwukika Biama Breze. For that reason, we must go forth. I will start with our New York coordinator who is here with me, David Ezekwesili, as we will normally say here. Onyobulagi, Jisike Kaba, who will only have Onyakama. Let him tell you where he comes from. Who knows? Ebemadisi. Some can say that from Bagan. Ilezanya will see somewhere very close to Kafanchan. Mandianese. Please, you will go ahead and address humanity. Go ahead.
Good morning, my fellow Biafrans. My name is David Ezekwesili. I'm from Nnobi in Anambra. I live here in New York. I will say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and good night. I welcome you all, our fellow Biafrans, and more especially from New York here, the Big Apple, and New Jersey, and Philadelphia, and upstate New York. We welcome our Commander-in-Chief, Director Nnamdi Kanu, to our beloved city, New York. Director, with all our families all over, we are saying welcome to New York. And we thank Chukwu Okike Abiyama for Johnny Mercy. And also we thank the family of our dear Professor Odenibo. We thank them so much for hosting us last night. And at this point in time, I will not waste time because we have many of us here. And most especially, I want to welcome those that are listening from the under their wife wrappers and inside their wardrobe and under the basement in America here, especially in New York and New Jersey. I want you guys to come on and join us. Our Commander-in-Chief is here. And also, one thing I want our people to know is that we are with them. And one thing I believe that is that the zoo must fall. The zoo must fall.
It must.
Let me give the phone to others.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, David Ezekwesili, who is our coordinator here in New York. Makadega Mama, in case you're joining us, we are live and direct in New York. And I have had their breakfast or the cup upstairs. Would have managed to have it. This radio Biafra, live and direct, humanity is listening, of course. The barrister has come to me before I go to anybody else here. Allow me to go to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamizu. Barrister, can you hear me?
From London, Director, Owaburuburu, Mohamadike. Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon, all of you. It's 2:30 p.m. here in London, and of course, Biafra time as well. Director, welcome to United States of America, to New York in particular. And all of you out there hosting him, we thank all of you, and we ask Chukwu Abiyama to bless all of you. And many of you, I know you're surrounded with Director, and please give him all the comfort that he needs, all the support he will require from you. We trust that you will give him the support that he requires, and we hope his journey will be smooth sailing, and of course will bring back joy and good news for us. We thank you wherever you're listening from, east, west, or north, or south, for we are Biafrans. Radio Biafra is here this afternoon broadcasting from New York. Director, you are doing a job that only one or two men can do, if at all. Chukwu Abiyama will always protect and guide you wherever you go. Biafra is rest assured we'll get Biafra very soon. That is the hope of everybody. And we believe in Chukwu Abiyama, trusting in him to establish this before us. Director, back to you. I'll stand by for the news. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined us kindly from London. And I am in New York City, surrounded by hardcore, the very best of the best. Those of them that abandoned everything since yesterday to accompany me to go and see Mrs. Innocent Odenigbo, to go and see the wife of our very preeminent intellectual mentor and spiritual guide who is no longer with us. I had to go and see them, and we were very happy that we did. Please go ahead. The next person, please.
Good morning, good evening, and good night. My name is Odiakosa Ofili. I hail from Asabi Ibokwe in Biafran land. It's a pleasure welcoming our dear brother Ochiaga, no if you're not boy. I'd my boy director and my boy Ochiaga, Makanina Chiaga, Ibu Ochiaga.
You're very kind.
Chugane Dui.
Yes, sir.
Ebob Nije. More de Magane Sui.
Yes, sir.
I want me and Ambu Quayos, a walk, give we if we're Wilwichi, no Quahunya Watanaka de Lebuia.
That is true.
Ega de Ube. Okwe Gale. Yes, sir. Or no Macobo. Okuwa maki inwe. Okuka boy, Ozike bi jeni. Mada eduta rwa yungo ke dutere nkwa yi eduta yi. Obron ne eduta yi, obron na eduta yi. Moti yuku, sena mbos ya mwa yi, no mwifedye bege meni. But nufu mbos nigi huye. Nti na kozi mwa okoka, nukosi weme. Mana omante aka, anyanoya. None. Umunem none.
Thank you very much.
Umunem none.
No. Thank you very much.
None.
No.
Biafra Gadi.
He say.
Biafra Gadi.
He say.
Biafra Gadi.
He say.
As in the best in the top orgy. Ekinequa moon. Ekinequa moon. Kenequa su who knows. I get Louis by Jacob. Makanankany Bunkany.
Yes.
As in what I'm going to be a Louisiani.
That is true.
I got no. We don't even have any. We are going to go home. And go home we shall.
Yes.
Go home we shall.
Yes.
It is a call. And we must have to fulfill it. We only came to go to school. But it seems like most of us are stuck. I'm not part of it. And we never are part of it. And I don't hope that any Biafran should be part of it. Because we have a home. Ndi ba yin sina akulu na malo ekpari ani ifo m na ekpa no obodo mmadu bu nke edebe no obodo mmadu no amasi yes nekwa ifo nwa ngwenata ozi ka ibia aye lo no
ise
ndi ba yin de won ise onwe nwobeli ife nchọ ka nkwo because na agmagwe no oyibo maka na edebe no oyibo.
Please, because even those in Calabar now, they'll be worrying and wondering what we're doing.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
It was during World War II when China and America fought side by side to defeat fascism. There is a photograph in the central hall of Chinese embassy in Washington today, and it reads, "Justice and Peace." Today, we Biafrans are on the same course where hatred will fade away as the nation of Biafra arises with children of Chukwu Abiyama prevailing over Islam. Note, we should never forget that peace, being freedom, and justice are never free. This means that we shall never forget but remember those who have so far sacrificed their life in Onitsha, but we should always celebrate the triumph of good over evil. It no longer a time shall this come to pass. Biafra is our home. We shall go home. We shall go home. We shall go home. Peace be unto Biafra. Hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Henry Emezi Onyemechi Chinkwe. I am from Old Umuahia, in Umuahia local government, Abia State, in Biafra land. I am so grateful that I am here to meet our director, the very eminent director, the one that we hear on the radio, and you will know right away that God has sent him. Director, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We glorify Chukwuoki Kapiama for everything. For so long, Biafrans have suffered. For so long, we've been murdered, killed. Everything possible, just name it, is done to Biafrans. Even to a point where we become a ridicule. Now, without the federal government thinking backwards, they are shooting our fellow citizens. We mourn these people who were recklessly slaughtered in Onitsha without care, especially from the Navy. It's unbelievable. Nowhere else in the world will the Navy come out of water to come and shoot innocent citizens. So we mourn with these people. We thank God for the safe journey of our director to New York. We are the indigenous people of Biafra in New York. And we welcome you, Director.
Thank you.
My brothers and sisters across the world, and those of you who are not, who have not been able to join IPOB, I encourage you so much, because this is the time. If we concentrate together, we will become a unit. If you don't support your country, who else will you support? Nigeria will never be together. It is impossible, and it's an illusion for anybody to think that Nigeria will be one. It will never be one. And we will never have peace until the almost 6 million people slaughtered in Biafran land, until their blood is avenged. Therefore, it is very, very important for all of you all over the world to recognize that we must have Biafra. There is no going backwards. Just like in the words of our director, either Biafra or death. So please, come and come out of wherever you are. Come and join us. Come and join IPOB, the indigenous people of Biafra. Director, thank you so much for coming. And may Chukwuoki Kikabiama bless you immensely.
My own brother was also here. My own brother is here. I'm very glad to see him. Thank you very much. All of them are my brothers, of course. This one is very, very close to home. Please go ahead, the next person.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. My name is Chijioke Madoka. I'm from Ahabi Menyi in Biafra land. We welcome our director, Nnamdi Kanu. Anama ase, Okwu oji bia ka ugwa nka o gejikwa megi na la.
Ise.
Ajo mara ajo ma ga ahu ya. Ha no ni ihu ka o no na azu. My people, the restoration of Biafra is sure. I'm a kind of person, it's hard for you to convince me. But when I come across Radio Biafra, I was listening to Radio Biafra at a point, it become part of me. As a matter of fact, I cannot do without Radio Biafra. At a point, I'm like, this thing is, you know, it's getting too much. Why? So what I do, I just go into fast. So the first day I fast, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day, and the 8 days. My brother and sister, I start seeing revelation. From that day, I was making an effort to join my family. Biafra is spiritual, my brother and sister. Biafra is spiritual. I'm a witness. So, I'm going to stop here for now. So, I will still come back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Greetings, my brothers all over the world. Well, greetings to you, Director. Welcome to New York. You're a good man. You have done everything you promised to do for us. So I don't need to be convinced that from day one. And we are welcoming you to New York and welcoming our brothers all over the world to come and join us for this broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I forgot.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And where are you from, actually?
Yes. My name is Izutuku Okole. I'm from Umudimu Newe. Reside here in New York. Known as Mbadike in New York here.
Of course.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much. One of us here. All of them are part of us. Part of this very global phenomenon. Part of this very global movement of immense proportion. Immense, I tell you, we are indigenous people of Biafra. And very soon, you know, we've announced ourselves to the zoo. We have not officially announced ourselves to the world. And we are going to do so very, very soon. We will announce ourselves to humanity. And trust me, they will know about us. We are live this very morning from here, and we are direct. The time now is 16 minutes to 11 a.m. in New York City. In the United States of America, I will not dwell too much on the news because our hearts are still heavy, very, very heavy. We have this morning released the names of those who are injured. We are making preparations for the funeral of those that died. I will expect everybody, man, woman, and child, to turn out for their funeral when I announce it. Heaven and earth will shake, I tell you. We must bring out our people. We must honor the brave. I can see that some people fathered by Hausa Fulani or perhaps by wayward Yoruba men, that they are stuttering. We lost 3 people, that is true. We are going to lose more. We are going to die in our thousands. But they are also going to die in their tens of thousands. That is how freedom is born. Freedom is not cheap. It's not cheap. It's not something you do buying and selling and you get. You have to fight for it so you treasure it when it comes. I am broadcasting from New York City in America, the land of the free, the land of the brave, those who understand the meaning of liberty. Britain was colonizing them. They fought Britain. Britain killed them. They killed the British. In the end, Britain left them alone. That's how life is. There is this fight we have been postponing. We must meet our enemies. They don't understand civility. They do not understand decency. If you try to engage in a conversation with them, they bring out a dagger to stab you. They don't reason very well. They don't know the meaning of evangelism. They don't understand the meaning of people going out to rally. They don't understand what a simple march means to go out and preach the gospel. They don't understand crusade. Why would they shut down the church in Aso Rock if they were human beings? These are vagabonds. I was Safulani, and I'm very, very glad that this gospel is being received all over the world. I'm telling you, more white people listen to Radio Biafra than black people. And the results are showing everywhere. And I will tell you what it has done this very morning. Not us reporting it, but by the Zoo Media. I can tell you, the world is beginning to reject. If you're in Nigeria now, you're in serious trouble. Very massive trouble, I tell you. ask them now, they are abandoning them everywhere. Once you say you're a Nigerian, you're finished. That is the work of Radio Biafra IPOB. As I said to Buhari, this, you can bring your fear. You see, there is fear and intimidation. They will arrest people, they will lock us up, they will kill us, and it is normal. In the end, we are going to be free. Apartheid did it in South Africa. They tried for many years to clamp down. Did it succeed? They failed eventually. The same way that the zoo is falling, the same way it's crumbling, the same way it's going to fail. And everybody who is part and parcel of this conspiracy, Willie Obiano of Anambra State, is also held responsible for this. Willie Obiano. We are saying it so that the world will know. Are we going to revenge? Of course, yes. The time and the place is of our own choosing. Nobody will determine that for us. We do things in our own way. There is nothing I have said before we have not done. If I tell you we are going to revenge, we are. Just trust me on this. And when we do, you will say, I told you so. Because everything I say, I do. Be mindful of that. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, welcome you. We will, of course, proceed. We will proceed with every intention to spread this very gospel in truth and in every honesty. They killed our people on Sunday, the 30th of August. Three people are dead. Many more are wounded. They are still receiving treatment. We have received reports that some doctors performed admirably. Of course, they did. Some doctors did very well by responding to those that were injured. If everybody had been taken to this very doctor, they would have all survived it, because they died from blood loss, not from any serious tissue, internal organ damage. They died from the loss of blood. Had there been any way to stop the blood from being lost from the body, they would have survived. They would have survived. The doctors who are culpable, we know what to do. Those who helped our people, those who helped their own people, because all the doctors are Biafrans, we commend all of you, and we thank you for your bravery. We have also made it very clear that there is no law prohibiting anybody from being treated, even if you have sustained gunshot wounds. There is no law stopping any doctor from treating anybody. Why those doctors had to invoke, go and bring police report, I have no idea. But when the time comes, we shall deal with that very matter. Right now, we must proceed. We need to proceed. The pedophile and terrorist, the foreman of Islamization, the very representative of Uthman Damfodio, having descended from him, the man who has come to spread Sharia, a pedophile and child rapist, Muhammadu Buhari, because everything we tell with facts and figures. The killer of our people at Onitsha, the very coward that goes about massacring innocent people, Muhammadu Buhari. They are threatening our satellite providers, threatening them to chase them out of Africa unless they cut our signals. This very man who has come to bring darkness, this very man who has brought death to our people, his name is Muhammadu Buhari from Daura in Katsina. He is a Fulani man. They descended upon the zoo from Mali and from Senegal. They are cattle rearers and headsmen. They are nomads. Before, Hausa Fulani don't used to have a house. They do not have a house. They don't have house. They move from place to place with their cattle. They drink the blood of the cattle and the milk. They don't even eat meat. That is why their legs are so tiny. Go and look at them. All of them. Even Buhari, you will know. They don't feed properly. It's in their nature. Today, somebody who is a cattle rearer is the one presiding over the affairs and the lives of the children of heaven. And some of the people that, those who are privileged to answer our names, of course not fathered by us, they are there trying to excuse what is in essence inexcusable. This same man I've been describing all along, the killer of civilians, a child rapist and murderer, Buhari,
has ordered the closure of Asorok Church. The one Jonathan used to go to has closed it down. Buhari has shut down the church. The zoo journalists will not write about it nor comment about it. What they are doing, as always, is acquiescence to pretend they don't know this is going on. They have closed down Asorok Church because Islam is in charge. Welcome to the so-called One Nigeria. As I will tell American government, of course, since I'm here, if anybody comes to you and says, I am a Nigerian, please put them in prison first and then ask questions later, because you are dealing with a fraudster. If they come to you and say, I am a Biafran, but I'm carrying a Nigerian passport, you may excuse them. But if they come and say, I am a Nigerian, please put them in prison and throw away the keys, because you are looking at the child of darkness and Satan. They are evil. They have closed down the church at the presidential villa. They have shut it down. I hope the world is listening. I hope Obama is listening. They have shut down the church at Asorok. Are you aware of it? Islam is on the march everywhere. They want to take over the whole world. And good people are listening and keeping quiet. Islam is on the march. Biafra land is the only place untainted by Islam across West Africa. And people are quiet as these murderous barbarians come down to kill the civilized children of light. Umu Chineke. Very, very sad indeed. We are live and we are direct. Chukwokika Biama is the one presiding, and we must preach this very gospel. We need to preach it. We must preach it. Things are getting more difficult for the zoo baboons and monkeys. Every Nigerian. That is the work of Radio Biafra IPOB. We are making Nigeria untenable. That name Nigeria will be destroyed completely and totally. And how are we doing it? Or should I say, how is that manifesting? They are now saying that baboons and monkeys called Nigerians are being turned down for jobs all over the world. Once you present your passport as a Nigerian, you are finished. This morning, we give you a first-hand account of those directly affected and what they are going through. What they are going through, you will be amazed. You will be amazed as to what people are going through. The zoo is crumbling. The zoo is falling. It is disintegrating. And it is our responsibility and our duty to inform mankind about it. We must tell humanity about it. The zoo is falling. If you are a Nigerian, which means you're either a monkey or a baboon, your days are numbered. The world now knows about you very, very well. They know you're a criminal, you're a fraudster. You people condone evil. You are too lazy to fight evil. The reason why America is at the forefront, or should I say, preeminence in terms of civilization and advancement, is because they fight evil in America. If you are their president and you're corrupt, they will try you in public. They don't give a damn. They are in pursuit of the truth. That is why they are civilized. Look at Africa. Look at how wretched Africa is, because you condone evil. I can see some Yoruba people smiling and laughing that defenseless, innocent people were killed. That is black people for you, black from Africa. Why Chukwu Abiyama bothered making us, I have no idea. Very, very evil and wicked. If you kill people that came out peacefully to march, it means you're asking them to go and get armed. That's all you're asking for. Because if I come out to express my views, you shoot at me and you kill me. That means before I can come out to speak, I need to go and get a gun. If you shoot me, I'll shoot you back. That is why we adopt our strategy. That is why we do what we do. Nobody can blame us. If it is revenge, it must come. The time, the place, the manner is left to us to determine and to decide. The world cannot blame us. We came out to preach, to evangelize, and they killed us. We are not armed, nothing. Only the flyer, they shot at us. What then do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? No jobs, no schools, no roads, no hospitals, nothing is functioning. People are moving about, walking on two legs. You think they are human beings. They are worse. They are lower than animals. I'm telling you. both in terms of their reasoning capacity and their propensity to comprehend evil, because they cannot comprehend evil. Very, very useless people indeed. We have to be honest. Baboons and monkeys called Nigerians, they are crying. We are finding it difficult to get jobs outside. The name Nigeria is in the gutter. Nobody wants to know anymore. You will not be surprised. Last week, they spent 16 billion naira importing tomatoes. Most of you did not know. Tomatoes. 16 billion. Today, the zoo is importing watermelon and banana. Why are they importing all these things? Because the ones that is grown inside the zoo is being poisoned. Some of you don't listen, you eat watermelon. Awosa is pumping. They are using needle to pump ricin inside it. That is why a disproportionate amount of people are dying. ShopRite has discovered this very trick, and they have now decided to import their watermelon and banana from South Africa and from Ghana, respectively. Do you appreciate what I'm saying? They are importing watermelon and banana because Awosa Fulani is poisoning. Awosa Fulani is poisoning the watermelon supply. That is something you ought to know. That is something you need to know. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. He said he's going to give primary school pupils free meals. The reason why we are bringing this news this morning is to tell mankind how foolish black people are. When we say it, some of them get upset. Somebody wrote to me and said in Igwacha that some people are complaining. They said they won't listen again, that they are being insulted. I said, if you're not an idiot, I won't insult you. You must be a fool. The reason black people don't move forward is because of their useless sentimentality. Their useless sentimentality. That is something they don't quite understand nor appreciate. Buhari said he's going to give primary school pupils free meals. It is now in the gift of a president to be dishing out meals. Or should I say head of state? A killer and a terrorist. Because on the 30th of August, what happened at Onitsha was a terrorist attack carried out by the zoo, by Nigeria, against innocent people. We have no choice than to seek to defend ourselves. Catholic Archbishop of Owerri says the pedophile, the terrorist, the doulard of Daura, Buhari, is behaving like a soldier and being sectionalist. Everybody is now speaking out. I hope they will continue to do so. But being black people, after a while, they will simply disappear. And talking about the doulard, I don't know another Awosa man he has lined up, or Fulani, Islamic Boko Haram. They have, he's a government of Boko Haram. They are moving Boko Haram about. Even those sacked in the army before for being affiliated to Boko Haram, he's bringing all of them back. Some of you don't know what you agreed to. Obama, you can see what you have done. People don't know what they have agreed to by putting Buhari in power. It's like putting Lucifer in charge of a congregation. The man is evil. Buhari is beyond evil. Any man who can rape a 9-year-old girl playing with the daughter, there is nothing that man cannot do. It means you don't have, you are a cold-blooded killer. That's who you are. What have they done again? Buhari have also sacked the SSS spokesperson, Marilyn Ogar, because she's not Awosa Fulani. She's not a supporter of Boko Haram. So she must be removed. They have sent her on compulsory retirement. Look at how they are treating the so-called Nigeria. It's a private Awosa Fulani affair. Awosa Fulani everywhere. They determine who lives, who dies, who to give AK-47 to. They don't go to school. They are not well-read. They are not learned. They can't even pass common entrance. They cannot pass it. But they give them guns and they give them bullets. Obama is watching over this murderous regime in the zoo called Nigeria. Murderous outrage. Being encouraged by the British to go about killing innocent people. All of you are now quiet. Any day we respond, you will start shouting and jumping up and down. You will all perish, all of you. Hypocrites you are. Now that this idiot you put in power, the doulard of Daura Buhari, is causing mayhem, killing innocent people, nobody's talking. You're all quiet. I'm pretending. because of falling oil price and gas. You think that putting an idiot in charge of people who are naturally endowed is the best way to control them. You think that is what I call inverted colonialism. By giving our Fulani the power, you want to hold down creativity. Look at you are crumbling under the weight of refugee. Had African countries been developed, will you have refugee crisis? You should be able to reason like human beings. You are meant to be white and European, British. Why don't people vote in people who can reason like one? If Africa is developed, which means if Biafra stands independent, because the only way black Africa can be developed is if Biafra is free. If Biafra is standing as an independent nation, you won't have refugee crisis. If Biafra stands alone as an independent nation, it will engender competition. The reason why the world is racing ahead, you have aeroplanes today, you have everything that life can offer, is because of competition. I'm in America. Is Microsoft not allowed to compete with Apple? Is there no antitrust laws in this very fine nation that stops you from stopping other competitors from coming up? You compete. That's why America is number one. Competition. China is now competing with you as to who will be the best economy in the world. That is how life is. It produces the best in people. For you to know the fastest man on earth, there has to be 100 meters competition. It helps everybody. You came to Africa, you want to impoverish everybody in Africa. And somehow, you think you're having fun. That is why you're having refugees. That is why through those refugees, that violent, violent Islam is coming. You cannot stop it. In Europe, and even in America here, it is coming. Had Biafra been free, if you set Biafra free, it will make other African countries to review themselves and say, if this black nation can be doing well, so can we. You solve your refugee crisis. You solve your refugee problems. Instead of going to Europe, people can come to Africa. After there's so much space and land. I would have thought that those who went to school to do policy studies would have been able to know this. But unfortunately, that is not the case. Very, very sad indeed. The Zoo Army have now reinstated 3,032 Boko Haram soldiers who were dismissed that brought them back. Boko Haram is firmly in charge. But, of course, what I call the curse of the black mind. The curse of the black person. Inability to reason and to act on reason. That is the problem with the black man. One, you don't reason very well. Even when you articulate one, to act upon it becomes a problem. Why were these soldiers sacked? They were sacked for complicity. They were leaking information to Boko Haram. They were the ones giving their weapons to Boko Haram. Why bring them back? Because Boko Haram is firmly in charge now. Because Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Who doesn't know it? A man who came out openly and said, I will spread Sharia everywhere. Yet the world is looking on sheepishly and mopishly as this idiot is going about killing innocent people. Killing innocent people. And the primitivity of a black baboon and monkey in Africa will not allow them to be able to see reason, to comprehend reason, to discern, to make sense of their stupidity. The black man is a disgrace upon the face of the earth, I tell you. Massive, massive disgrace. How come you cannot confront evil? How come you cannot say no to a man sending out Navy? Navy will leave the sea to come on land. Why are they on land? To kill civilians. Is that how Navy is supposed to operate? How many of you here in New York have seen naval officers before on the ground? How many have you seen in America? These are people with frigates, with warships. The biggest ship they have in the zoo, warship is NNS Aradu. Is it working? The answer is no. Babangida disabled it. He was afraid that somebody can take it over and fire a cannon at Dodan Barracks. These are the type of primitive people. You run an army only to kill civilians. And you're telling me you're an army. You went to Cameroon, you couldn't win the war in Bakassi. You went to peacekeeping, you are disgraced and you came back. You are fighting Boko Haram, you cannot win. It's only when it comes to civilians, somehow your AK-47 is now working. When it comes to Boko Haram, oh, we are having old equipment, so it's not working. But when it comes to shooting unarmed young men going out to evangelize, surprise, surprise, You are now an army. We are waiting for Obia not to come back. They said he traveled. Then we ask him how he, if Peter Obi told him to give the order to fire. My goodness me. This story is going to spread and spread. The repercussions of the killing of our people in Onitsha. The world, you know me, when I tell you something, it happens. The world will hear it. And when they open their stupid mouth to speak, we'll tell them men can only die once. That's what I will tell them. It's appointed unto man to die only but once. Because are we going to respond? Of course we have to. It's our job and duty to do so. We must do so. We are telling them so. When the time comes, you will not say you were not told. You will not say you were not told. Did you not see that people were killed at Onitsha? The so-called journalists, can't you see? Or you are waiting for your barrel of oil to come to tell you what to write. They send journalists to the zoo, they bribe them. They send diplomats, they bribe them. They corrupt everything they come to. Nigeria corrupts them. Even the American ambassador in Nigeria is corrupt. Is corrupt beyond corruption. You cannot tell your people the truth. You cannot tell your country that these people are Islamizing everybody. They are killing people indiscriminately. They are poisoning the food supply. You don't want to tell them. Because of oil money. Because of oil money. You bring disgrace to a country like America. I tell you. The Zulu army have reinstated 3,032 dismissed soldiers, according to their spokesman. Very sad indeed. The Zulu have arrested somebody with 1 billion cash in Niger. 1 billion cash in Niger. 1 billion naira. Very, very sad indeed. Another Awusa Fulani arrested with 1 billion. Our people are scavenging and working very hard all over the place. They said there are many of them in and around New York. You said there are up to 3 million Biafrans in New York? 3 million in New York. I'm sure in Maryland. There is nobody at Mbisa anymore. Everybody is in Maryland in America. Mbisa is empty. If you are looking, if anybody is missing at Mbisa, if you go to Maryland in America, you find the person there. The villages are empty. So some of those who can't do no. In your villages, they sell only coffin. How about yours? Casket on the road. From Achingali all the way to Enugu. How about yours? Left and right of the road. But you're in America enjoying. Of course, you're black, aren't you? From Africa. Useless, myopic, and selfish. How I wish one day Americans can wake up and send every black person packing. Apart from those who were born here, the original people that came here as a result of slave trade. But every modern African migrant, send the person back. We are lazy and we are wicked people. Blacks are lazy and wicked. You are in Maryland having fun. Dimbi said, I can't hear keep up at yours throughout. Has anyone been there recently? Only coffin. Can I remember? All the way before Achingali on the right, you instead of them to use that natural wood given by nature to build houses, as they do in America. Yeah, beautiful houses. A black man would rather prepare coffin, casket, and bring on the road, waiting for you to have accident and die and come and buy it. In the middle of the road, in the middle of a highway, they are selling casket and coffin. How about yours? Nobody knows. Black people from Africa. Black. Black in this COG. Where did you people get your wickedness from? That you can come out with AK-47, you point at somebody without even candle on, and you open fire. You see people coming, you just open fire. My goodness me. I have long given up. Ever since I knew the reason why Africa is poor, I no longer disturb myself nor go into debate. Because sometimes when you're traveling, you meet people, you want to engage in a debate. Oh, how do we make Africa better? How do we make things better? I have discovered that you're not speaking to a human being but to an animal. Who cannot reason. The capacity or the ability to reason is what makes you human, according to Mary Wollstonecraft. Or else you are an animal. To reason is one thing, to act on that reason is another. After all, black people from Africa go to the same Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They go to the same Yale, to the same Harvard. to the same UCLA. Japanese will leave MIT, go back to Tokyo, and develop a hybrid car. The ones will leave maybe from Sweden and go back and build a state-of-the-art aircraft. And the African will finish studying from MIT and go back and order people to go out and start shooting unarmed people. That is the difference. It's something in our genes. Something that predisposes us to wickedness and evil. That is why we are black and from Africa. Very, very wicked. We need to change that perception. We need to change that mindset. That is why we preach this gospel the way we do. We must change it. That mindset that allows you to come outside and begin to point aim gun at unarmed people and open fire. You are a very wicked person. Very wicked. Because you've lost the debate. You want to use fear and intimidation. That's happened everywhere. In South Africa, they did. Every blessed week, they will shoot somebody dead. Did it stop them? Today, South Africa is free. It doesn't matter how many of us you kill. One thing is certain, Biafra will come. And along the way, we will exact revenge as we are coming. I'm telling you. Mark today's date and write it down. Say, I told you when I was in New York, we must avenge the death of our people. We must, at a time and place of our own choosing. The world is quiet, pretending they cannot, they are deaf and dumb. No longer foreign correspondent. Everybody is quiet. Until our own madness starts. Then you will have nonsense to write about. All I will do for you is to play this program back at you. That's all I will do. I won't talk to you. We'll play it back at you. They sowed the wind. They must sweep the whirlwind. Transferring all your officers away from Onitsha is not going to save you. If they like, let them have any more. Imagine one on Tanda. Let them run into an anthole. We'll find them. Anywhere they run to, if they like, let them go and do plastic surgery. The same way that their bullets and their guns have made women childless, so shall we make them childless amongst men. I tell you, there will be revenge. There will be, I tell you. Let them keep hiding and keep running. As they are running now, they're looking over their shoulders, wondering what's going to come next. It will come. That I can assure you. And then after that, they will know that anything we say, we do it. No, right, I don't know. I want NBA back to keep writing to satellite companies. I have your letter. It was sent to me. NBC, National Broadcasting Commission. I have the letter that the idiot wrote to a company threatening them to stop carrying our signal. Intelsat, I have the letter. Useless people. As I said to them before, you will buy up, you will waste your money buying every satellite company in the world. I'm telling you, you are spending your money for not, or should I say Biafran money? Because Awasa, you have nothing. You are parasites. What do you produce in Awasa land? Sand and house fly, UGG Naja. What do you produce? Nothing. Because the British, they thought they were not the, yes, of course, British government, they thought they were very clever by giving power to Neanderthals, people who cannot reason very well. They think they can control everybody else. Look at the zoo today. Is it moving forward? The answer is no. The news in greater detail, please. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are live from the city of New York in New York State in America. The time now is 11:15 in the morning, 3 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, so also in England as well, in the UK. We must bring you our news in greater detail before our lines open. And if you don't have a pen and paper, try and get one. The number on which you can get us this very day is +1-631-949-0853. I repeat, +1-631-949-0853. I want this information circulated. I want it also put up on Radio Biafra website and every affiliated news media platform we are on, that throughout our stay in the USA, the number with which you can get hold of us is +1-631-949-0853. Mankind is listening. That is why we trend as the number one radio station in the world. Number one, bar none. That is what they're afraid of. If with next to nothing, they can trend as number one in the world, imagine what they would do if they have money. Why don't we intimidate them? Why don't we kill them? Why don't we harass them? Maybe that way they can stop. Are you killing people from home, thinking our money comes from Biafra land or the zoo? You are mistaken. It's diaspora that funds it. And the people that do so, some of them are here with me from New York. Because every penny that goes into IPOB, Radio Biafra, is hard-earned. Hard-earned money. That is why we are successful at what we do. Anything we touch turns into gold. Because people who make honest living are the ones funding Radio Biafra. Our news in greater detail. The intolerance of Buhari, the dullard of Daura, a child rapist. Anytime you're a head of state, including Obama, the time you were shaking the hands of Buhari, you were shaking the hands of a pedophile, a child rapist. You have two daughters. Imagine you shaking the hands of the same person that raped your last daughter. How would you feel? Obama, I'm asking. How would you feel to shake the hands of the man who raped your little girl? That's what it feels like. Anytime you shake the hands of Buhari, you are shaking the hands of a pedophile. For your information, what has this dullard done? The dullard of Daura, the Islamizing general who has come at the orders of the British and regrettably Obama to come and bring Islam to the zoo. Anybody who is in the right thinking mind, having looked at Buhari, what do you think he can do? Buhari, if not to kill innocent people. Has America come up to condemn the shooting of innocent people? By America, I mean Obama. How about the spokesperson at the White House? Why can't you come out and say to the world that the killing of unarmed people is evil? The same. What is the difference between Nigerian Navy and Boko Haram? The killing of defenseless, innocent people. Why is it that when Boko Haram bombs go off, you report it in America? When Buhari is killing innocent people, nobody talks about it. What is the difference between Boko Haram and Buhari? Buhari gave the order for people to be shot dead. Boko Haram also go into places and kill innocent people. You report the one that Boko Haram is doing, but not the state-sanctioned killing by Buhari. You won't report it. My goodness me. Very, very sad indeed. Let me give you the news in greater detail. The pedophile terrorist dictator of the zoo, the child rapist himself, Muhammad Buhari, has moved against Christian religious activities within the precincts of Asoro Rock Presidential Villa. Are you listening? They are banning churches. I hope Obama is listening. David Cameron, you are listening. I hope you are all listening. The Asoro Rock Villa Chapel, used by Jonathan, serves as the official church of Asoro Rock, where Christian activities inside the presidential villa are conducted. According to an eyewitness who spoke to an online media platform, in fact, the newspaper, The Trent, on Thursday, September the 3rd, 2015, on condition of anonymity, heavily armed men stormed the church as they stormed Onitsha as well. That's heavily, heavily armed. When it comes to civilians, they are heavily armed. When it comes to fighting Boko Haram, we don't have equipment. Nothing is working. They did not buy us equipment. America give us guns. Ukraine send us weapons. But when it comes to storming a church, when it comes to killing unarmed Christians, you see the zoo soldiers, the Nigerian soldiers, they come to the boil. All of a sudden, you found weapons to storm Asoro Rock Chapel that serves as the official church within the presidential compound where Christian activities are held. But you stormed it, didn't you? My goodness me. Heavily armed men stormed the Asoro Rock Chapel on Sunday, August 30th, before killing our people. They had to go and desecrate the church first. And then, that evening, they gave the order, shoot everybody at Onitsha. They denied worshippers access to the church. Obama, I hope you're listening. I'm in America preaching. I hope you're listening to what you have done. This is the person you insisted must be in charge of the zoo. I don't know why American advisors, white people, did not prevail upon you to see the evil in Buhari. I don't know why. You allowed this man to emerge. You have seen what he's doing. They don't know if Buhari was rigged into power to go and be storming churches. Is that why he stormed the church? I don't know. According to an eyewitness who spoke on Thursday, September 3rd, 2015, on condition of anonymity, heavily armed men stormed Aso Rock Chapel on Sunday, August 30, 2015, denying worshippers access to the church. Normal church services will take place beginning from 7 a.m. at the church. But when we got there, according to an eyewitness, we met armed security men who said we cannot enter. They said they were acting on orders from above. Those who shot our people at Onitsha, we are acting on orders from above. We waited outside till a few minutes past 8 a.m. before they allowed us to enter. Order from above. Don't enter a church. Order from an Islamic dictator, Muhammad Buhari. Welcome to the zoo. Welcome to the nonsense the British gave mankind. Welcome to the idiocy that is Africa and their ruling president. Very, very sad indeed. We continue to report today that baboons and monkeys, these are called Nigerians. They are turned down for job vacancies all over the world. Nobody wants them. With regret, they say, we are having difficulties getting visa from Nigerians at this time, people are telling their workers. So go back and be jumping from tree to tree, you baboon. While reasons for these difficulties are not stated most times, one can attribute it to the recent Ebola outbreak in parts of West Africa and activities of Boko Haram, which seems to cast a negative image on good qualified baboons and monkeys called Nigerians. This is what the government must do something about. Somebody is lamenting to the zoo government. They said that foreign companies, foreign countries are no longer allowing Nigerians to be employed. Very, very good. Because you people are criminals, you're rogues. You are fraudsters. You people, you look the other way when evil is being committed. Why then do you expect good to come to you? Why then do you expect good to come to you? These are the things you must ask yourself. When Buhari was busy ordering the massacre of defenseless women, children, and men at Onitsha, you as a black man, you kept quiet. But when you go outside and you suffer racism at the hands of white people, you start to cry like a baby. But in your own place where you claim you come from, in the zoo called Nigeria, when you see evil things being done, you keep quiet. But as soon as you go out and you encounter any evil, you begin to cry and to complain. That is hypocrisy. Nobody is employing the baboons and the monkeys from the zoo anymore called Nigerians. This is a live broadcast all the way from New York City in New York, in a blessed country like America, where people fought tyranny. They chased the British away from here. That is why they are number one in the world. Do you think if Britain had been in charge of America today, that they would be anywhere where they are today? The answer is no. They had to chase Britain out in order to realize their potential, their greatness. The same thing we have to do as Biafrans. Did Americans fight for it? Yes. Did people die? Yes. Did good white people fight slavery? Yes. Did white people kill white people in order to free blacks? Yes. Because it is your duty. Anywhere you see evil, you speak up, you fight against it. It's a moral right, a duty, and an obligation if you're a sensible, rational human being. They are importing everything into the zoo. Last week, it was tomatoes. This week, they are importing watermelon and also banana. My goodness me. They are selling this thing at ShopRite in Ibadan. ShopRite in Ibadan. They are now importing banana and watermelon. Why are they importing these two things, which you can find anywhere in the zoo called Nigeria? It is because our Fulani people, in order to spread Islam, they need to depopulate areas. What our people are doing is that they plant watermelon, they harvest it, and they use injection to inject ricin, a very deadly poison, inside it. They bring it to Enugu, they bring it to Owerri, they take it to Onitsha. You cut it and say you're eating watermelon. After eating it, you will die. Before you die, you go to your pastor, Yedebo, or maybe go to Akimbi or Adeboye. You'll be giving them money. Say, pastor, pray for me, I'm dying. You don't know it was the watermelon you ate from an Awosa man. You go and eat suya and you're finished. How many times have you seen Awosa eating their own suya? They don't, they poison it and they give it to you and you eat and you die off. That is why we are now burying more people than ever before. You go to a village, there are 10, 8, 9, dead bodies. You were waiting to be buried. you are eating watermelon and awosa produce. People have now decided to go outside to bring in watermelon and banana. The zoo is crumbling. Nobody is buying your oil. Nobody is buying the gas that you control, not that you own it. And on top of that as well, you are having to import tomatoes, watermelon, and also banana. Buhari to give primary school pupils free meals. It is up to him. I don't know if he's a king, maybe an Oba, or maybe the owner of Ife. I don't know who he is. Maybe he's a ruler. But one thing is for certain, he is a dictator, he's a killer, he's a child rapist, he's a pedophile, and he's a rogue. Where is the money from PTF, we ask? Buhari, where is the money from PTF, Petroleum Trust Fund, black people in Africa, see no evil, hear no evil, confront no evil. That is why you are poor. In white countries, they confront evil and are doing better. Black people, you condone evil and that is why you are finished. Finished. Let's continue. The vice president of the zoo, the Yoruba man, Yemi Osinbajo, on Tuesday said that the dullard of Daura, the pedophile and dictator, Muhammadu Buhari, Buhari's administration will soon commence giving primary school children free meals. Don't let them bring it to your village. If you allow your child to take their free meal, they will poison him or her. Your child will die. Awosa means nothing good at all to you. They don't mean well for you. Awosa wants to see you die. They will kill your children. That is the way they are. Well, who shot our people at Onisha? Is that Awosa Fulani? Firing at people at will. And everybody's quiet as if nothing happened. Very soon you will talk. You know, we always force people to talk. You will talk very soon. Don't worry about that. Don't worry at all, at all, at all. You will talk very, very soon. Because everybody responsible will be held to account. Everybody responsible will be held. Don't allow them to give food to your children unless you want to bury your kids as well. Catholic Archbishop of Owerri says Buhari is behaving like a soldier and being sectionalist. According to the Union newspaper, speaking ahead of the 2015 Odenigbo Annual Lecture Series at the Maria Asumpta Cathedral in Owerri, Archbishop Obinna said, based on his actions in the last 3 months, Buhari still needs to shed off his military background, adding that the dictator was still learning how to be democratic. Buhari should know that this country, by which he means the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, has left the military era where the head of state can do anything without caring about whose ox is God. He is still behaving like a soldier and being sectionalist and not nationalistic. As somebody has said earlier, we are praying for him. Even an Igbo man at Owerri is praying for somebody who shot his own people dead at Onitsha. Sometimes I struggle to understand the way we black people reason. But he should be forgiven. He is a bishop and is a black man from Africa. We don't all reason very well sometimes, I tell you. That is the honest truth about it all. Former SSS spokesperson, which is State Security Services, Marilyn Oga, goes on compulsory retirement, chased away by Awosa Fulani men in Abuja. A former spokesperson for the Department of State Security, Marilyn Oga, has been compulsorily chased away from the SSS. Effective from yesterday, she was told to leave the force via a retirement letter dispatched to her and several others by the new leadership. Who are those at the leadership of the SSS? Awosa Fulani, Boko Haram, Islam. Islam has taken over everything. They are chasing away every Christian. They are hounding them out. The Zoo Army has confirmed the reinstatement of 3,032 out of 5,000 dismissed soldiers whose cases were reviewed by a committee constituted by, surprise, surprise, an Awosa man, Lieutenant General Toko Buratai. My goodness me. And who is the acting director of Army Public Relations, Awosa man, Colonel Sani Usman? He made that known in Abuja. Every Boko Haram soldier, everybody found to be complicit in the murder, the mayhem going on in the zoo, aiding and abetting Boko Haram, please come back. Because your brother is now in charge. The chief financier of Boko Haram, Muhammadu Buhari, is now back at his throne. And every jihadist in the world is celebrating. Only for one that did not make it from Lebanon. Did America say anything about the failed jihadists from Lebanon?
No.
The ISIS man?
No.
So Obama didn't say anything about it? Or White House? Okay. So they don't know that they gave visa to somebody. If you go to an airline, do you know if you go to an airline before you board your aircraft, do you know they scan your passport? Is that correct? They scan it now. Once they take your boarding pass and they check, they scan your pass to see if it's fake. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
A simple technology available to airline, on airline checking desk. A whole country of supposedly 160 million people cannot afford it. For somebody to issue a visa on a forged passport means that there was official connivance. Why is it that Obama's White House did not say anything about it? They never said anything about it. How come? How come you said nothing about it? Because Buhari, the killer and pedophile, is your favorite. Why he is, I have no idea. Perhaps he's Islamic. He is Muslim. He's a killer. The police in neighboring Niger Republic have arrested a baboon carrying 4.6 million euros in cash. The man was arrested at the Diori Hamani Airport in Niamey, the capital of Niger, en route to Dubai. That's where they always go to. In the Far East, fellow Islamic countries, to launder money and to stash looted funds away. The zoo police said they suspected the man was fleeing with the money in order to avoid being caught by the administration of Buhari, who has been prosecuting anti-corruption campaign. Rubbish. Buhari himself is corrupt, isn't he? Where is the money from PTF? Black people see no evil. Hear no evil. Question no evil. Buhari, what is your asset? Why did you not declare your assets? Because you're a lying Torag. You're meant to be a president coming to clean up the whole place filled with corruption and filth, when you yourself is as dirty as a pot that has been sitting on firewood for 10 years. Buhari, yourself, how much money do you have? If you come to Equity, you come with clean hands. If you claim that your hands are clean, okay, we agree. Tell us how much you are worth now, so we can compare and contrast when you leave office. Buhari will not tell you, because Buhari himself is corrupt. How corrupt is he? He doesn't want the world to hear it. That is why they are busy spending on average $19 million each time buying off and bribing satellite companies not to carry radio Biafra signal. That is how corrupt they are. They cannot come out and defend themselves. As corrupt as they are, all they can do is to use intimidation, to use their tried and tested method, which is bribery and corruption, for somebody who claims he's clean. I'm in America. You can sue me if you want. At least American authorities, they'll compel me to go to court to go and defend myself. Buhari is a pedophile, a child rapist, and a corrupt individual. And in no way is fit to even head a village, talk less of a people that claim they're human beings. That is why the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo can never, ever be regarded as humans. Impossible. Impossible. That concludes our news this very morning. Very brief indeed, we know, because we are here, and so also are our people, broadcasting outside the comfort of our normal time, but this very gospel must be preached in truth and in every honesty. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Heaven and earth is bearing us witness, because that's the right thing to do. Before I go any further, I don't know if the barrister has come to me. If the barrister comes to me, very briefly, I will take his call and then proceed to invite those who are here with me in New York City to be able to try and say something. We are live and we are direct. Chukwokika Biama is the only person presiding. Our lines are opened up. The number to call, not just Skybet, +1-631-949-0853. I repeat, +1, which is the code for USA, or 001 if you're from a civilized country, or 0091 if you are calling from the Zoological Republic. 631-949-0853. This is Radio Biafra, live and direct. People are here. I don't know if any of them has anything to say. They must go ahead and say so. The microphone is here. Please go ahead and say what you like. Give us your name once again and your village. I know that some of you in America, you don't even know where you come from anymore. They said some people from America don't know where they come from. They are there debating with somebody driving keke. Keke man is telling you this is your father's compound. You're there arguing, saying no, it's not. Because you've been in America for too long, and I don't blame you, honestly. You cannot blame that man if he doesn't want to go to the village. We are live and direct. I'll come to you in a second. I want to go and pick this very call. Somebody is calling us. They have called us. They are on the line. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Good afternoon from Biafra land here.
Please go ahead. There's a brief delay from here to here. It's unbelievable. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, my director. My name is Victor. I'm calling from Igwacha. Victor Igwacha.
Victor, what is your full name, please? What is your full name?
My full name is Okafo Victor. Victor Okafo.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director,
I can't hear you anymore.
This is the first time I'm getting through, I said. And I'm,
no, I your line is very, very faint.
If you are from Umnedi, if you are from Benin City, because that was where I was born and raised, I know we are all the same, even though we are brainwashed by this Nigerian media, Yoruba, Hausa, and Britain. But thank God for the life of Radio Biafra, who is now waking us up and make us to realize who we are. So, my brothers and sisters, most especially our women, our old women in the village now, I want to speak this broken English, because that is what, you know, what we used to a kind of, you know, communicate with our people locally. So my mama, my papa them, I beg, make una dey listen to this broadcast. Radio Biafra, now the only radio for the whole world, when una fit get the truth, when una fit hear the gospel message. Because this Hausa Fulani people, what do they mean for us? They mean so much evil for us. They have never wished us any good thing. They have never wished us any good thing. I say any good thing. If we look around the whole world now, the immigrants for the world, the highest immigrant come from Edo, come from our Agbo people, come from Delta, come from the eastern region, which are the Biafrans. So anybody, when you go tell una say, una not be Igbo speaking, una not be from Igbo speaking area, that person they deceive now. These people don't brainwash us rich. Time don't come for us, for our eyes to be open. Since when I come America, I never see any Hausa man. Any Hausa Fulani, when they hustle for street. Both the ones when they not go school, all of them, they represent Nigeria. Well, tell me what they know. They don't know anything. The day embassy, the day United Nations. This now people when we say we get graduates for our home. All of them they do Okada. They ride bike. The ones when they say they not fit see money buy Okada. They go join court. Go join thieves. Begin they steal around. Sometimes they go catch them. They go kill them. The police then when we get for Nigeria today, they are all Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. So you think say is it possible say if they catch your pikin? When you go steal or when you do anything, say they go set you free. They cannot set you free. They go kill you. They go kill your children because they not get any love for us. But their own people go there inside, you carry cow, they enter our farms, our villages. They eat up all our crops. At the time you decide to say make you confront them, then go carry out AK-47 or carry out dagger. Then go chuck your son or chuck you. Then their own police people, when it be from the same Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani, go come carry them go station in order for their life to be saved so that people not go revenge against them. Then before you know, in an hour time, they don't set these people free. My brothers and sisters, I beg, and they use this time now. This is not the only opportunity when I fit talk to una. Make una open una eyes, because very soon many people go cry. Boko Haram now. How Buhari they plan now to Islamize everybody now. So how you go feel when you see say you they call Jehovah Jireh, you they call Chineke, you they call Chukwa Biama. For those when they believe in Jesus Christ, when they say Jesus Christ, now they are God. So how it go be for you when tomorrow you they call say Muhammad? Or you see your mama, you went there America or they Britain, you hear say your mama don't convert to Islam. My brother, make everybody open their eye. The reason why they speak this broken soul, are they speaking for those our grandmothers them. When they be say, now that won't be the way when they fit take understand the English when would they talk. So that is why they speak this broken. So I want to use this medium, beg all of una, beg. Make una support our radio station, Radio Biafra. Because Radio Biafra, now the only radio, I said the only radio, the finest university for the world, when if it teach you what you never know since the Biafran War, 1967. And I know, say, many of us, they ignorant of what happened, 1967. Even though we know. But because they're not the reader, they're not the teacher for school. Many of us don't forget the history. Many of us don't forget where we come from. Many of us, they wayward now. We don't even know what to do. We are frustrated because of the system. Because for me, I be Biafran. I'll not be Nigeria. So my brothers and sisters, I beg una, make una they listen to Radio Biafra. If na via satellite, we did here. If na through internet, through shortwave radio, we did here. If na through telephone, you dial them, you just dial the number, we did here. Everywhere when you think about, we did here. I beg una, make una listen to Radio Biafra. So if now, when it day for those in United States, in New York, if you want to get those of our brothers who are listening to me now, I know there are many of you there. You guys are listening and you don't want to come out. But this is the right time to come out. This is the time to come out. There is no way you're going to be hiding and hiding and hiding. No matter how, you are still in slavery until you come out to join this fight that we all are fighting together. That is when you are going to be free. So for those of our brothers who are living in New York, please call my number 347-319-7260. That is the way you can contact me in New York here. And I want to say thank you for listening. God bless you and bless you. And Director, God bless you for the great work you have been doing. We are so much delighted and grateful. May Chukwa Biama, Chukwa Kika Biama be with you in the name of Yahweh Yeshua.
Thank you very much. We are live and direct. Before we go to the people here again, let us take one or two calls, but our continental rep is here. Our continental rep is here. Madame Ugochukwu is with us. Let me go to him, please. You must try and bear with me. Madam, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Hello?
Good day to you. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Good morning. Welcome to our America, United States of America, Director.
Thank you very much.
Before I proceed, my name is Innocent Onyeka Chukwu Maram Ugochukwu, the North America Continental Rep. I heard from a Mumwekwemwiki in Oru, Biafra land, and I reside here in Dallas, Texas. Director, thank you one more time for visiting us for this glorious day that we are mourning for our brothers and sisters back home in Onisha, that the zoo government, the pedophile murdered. And we did the same thing before, and now we are going to it again. Director, I want to tell you that every one of us here in the United States have been mourning with all our brothers all over the world. It is not a good day, it's not a good period, it's not a good time. But we are assuring the whole world that as long as we, the indigenous people of Biafra, are living, we must continue our fight. It's a quest. Either we get Biafra or we all die getting Biafra. Yes. It has been a very, very difficult time that the whole world are listening and America are still listening. If some of our Igbos and some of our brothers of the Biafrans all over the world, all of some of them are hiding and listening and thinking, oh, this is it. No, it's not, because we come to get Biafra. And the way we come to get Biafra, we come to get Biafra in peace, but we brought her with us. And the freedom of my people is imminent, that nothing will stop it. That either we continue for this struggle, for this fight, or we all perish, because we're already a dead people anyway. We are here in America suffering, working every single day, no vacation, nothing. We don't have, you bought a house, it's not yours. You pay for the house for 30 years, but you say you have a house. The light, you pay for it. The water, you pay for every single thing. You make money, the money goes. Why are we living? No, but we said we are human beings. We are slaves. We left our own silk town. We left our own village. We leave our own country and come over here and become a slave to a white man's slave. And that's what they want. But this time, we have come to say no more. We are going home. Our people here in New York, I thank every one of you for hosting the director. In next morning, we all will be together in California, because that's where everything is going to take place. But my director, I thank you for coming in to America for this time. I know it has been a long flight from London to here in America, but we all are waiting and we all are watching to see you as soon as possible. Thank you. I'll continue the good work. I know COC is about to call in, and one name, and will be now our national coordinator of the United States. And as a question, thank you, and we hand everything over to you. Be watchful, and we are waiting and watching around with you. Thank you, Director, for the good work. Chukwu Kikabia, I might be with you, guide you always, and give you the strength to use to do all this. It is not an easy journey. But I promise that we will get here with you in the name of Yeshua.
He said, people are calling from everywhere. Let me go to, I'm coming, I'll call, come to them in a minute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Director.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Fred Hunter from Willis, Texas.
Thank you very much, one of us. Freddie, thank you welcome, very, very much. Thank you.
Welcome to the United States.
Thank you very much.
Could I read one scripture to you, please?
Of course you may.
This is in John, the book of John, 21. 4 John, 21. Jesus said unto the woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither worship in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem. Worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And then verse 24, it says, God is spirit. God the Father is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
That's correct.
23. For the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father, not Jesus Christ. That's the comment that I want to make. And again, welcome and congratulations on the job that you're doing.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. That is Freddie Hunter, all the way from Texas. And I will tell you about him and the very lovely wife in a minute. Ever since he thank you very much. Thank you. Ever since he discovered who he is, he has never failed to support us every month. He sends us a check unfailingly every month. I have all the envelopes. And Chukwu Kikabiama will bless you immensely, because you're a good man with a very lovely wife as well. You will remain blessed, I tell you. You will remain blessed. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. We're in America. We are giving concession to Americans
I will go to barrister in a while, but let me go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hear you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Obinna Ochoma. I'm from Imo State, Oru East, in Biafra land. But I'm here in United States, Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much, Obinna. Thank you. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to congratulate our director. I'm very much happy. I'm there with you in spirit in welcoming him on his efforts so far, bringing us together, educating us, letting us to see whom we are, and the situation being surrendered us by the pedophiles and the Hausa Fulanis. Yesterday, I was in contact with the Washington Post. I was speaking about the massacre that made to our people by the pedophiles and the Navy police and the military of the zoo. I spoke so long with the Washington Post. Then, and on that, a phone number I got from them was posted on the Facebook. I didn't know if the director was able to reach to the Radio Biafran Facebook email box. That phone number and the Twitter and email address they gave to me that all Biafran should tweet to them, send the pictures, write to them. Every Biafran should be out there to work, tweet what happened, the messages, the incident as it happened. And again, I was able to speak across UN Human Rights in New York. A man that responded there to me encouraged us also to come up that the incident and what be happening in Biafra is enough for the world to hear us. I also sent a phone number of this pressman I spoke with on that Facebook, whereby I do plead to our director and all the people, all called Biafrans, to have access to that phone number and be calling and be sending information. And again, I want to use this opportunity to plead. We are everywhere in the world. I was looking at whereby we come up in mass to evangelize, to let the world to understand what we are passing through in every country Biafrans represented. Like the incident that took place on Sunday, we should have been in everywhere in the country, making sure that the world, everywhere we are, hears about what happened. Go on placards, go on the street, draw the attention of the world of the subjection we have been made by the zoo police and the zoo government. I remember what happened to me when I graduated 2006. In search for job, I applied for military employment. Gotten there where we are recruiting, I was denied a chance only to give our pedophile who does not even pass common road level. I made my graduation 2006 and I was denied a chance to obtain a form and be enrolled as military to serve Nigeria Zoo then. But I was someone who does not have a common O level was given the opportunity and was declared as a military in the zoo. But myself, who have suffered and served my fatherland, was denied. I realized when I served the zoo Nigeria after my graduation and made my NYC, even up to now, the money they owed me as a UCOPA then have not been paid. I was denied, but none of our staff have not collecting theirs. We, Biafrans, we have never paid our own. And during posting, they post us, they play, they subject us to debt and put their people a place they benefit. After graduation, after serving, they place their people in oil companies, in the traditional offices, in the across the Nigeria, in particular everywhere, but to remain with unemployed. During admission, we are given a high score before we can obtain admission to universities, and they go and get admission with a lesser score. The problem of Biafrans have been emanated from British. I got a video clip, Papa Balawa, and how they agree with the Northlands to influence the life going on today in the Biafra land by the British. I am very much happy with our brother Nandi through Radio Biafra that have been able to let us to understand who we are and what has been happening to us. I'm using this opportunity to thank him the more and encourage him the more any way, any possible means to educate our people. Because that we said our people life die and because of lack of knowledge. And I think you bringing the knowledge, I'm encouraging you, I'm attacking Chukwu Abiyama, who have made you this day to be David of our day, to be Joshua of our day and Moses of our day. I really thank you, and God, Chukwu okay, Chukwu Abiyama, strengthen you in Jesus' name.
He say, thank you very much. Too many people are, of course, calling. Barrister is also waiting. We'll go around here to make sure everybody speaks because we are also on the move, if I'm not mistaken. We should be on the move very, very shortly. The barrister, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here. With the news you read and all the anger, I became speechless. Of course, what you're preaching is mandatory. I'm glad you are in New York preaching to Obama himself. He might pretend he's deaf. He imposed this pedophile upon us to start killing us because he himself is an Islamic man. He went to Aso Rock and took the church over there while he has his own church in Imo State, you know, where it's about time we also destroy that one. Because what the houses are doing, which they have been doing for a very long time, is about to be stopped because we allowed them all these years. Director, I must say this to you. We allowed them all this. A friend called me yesterday and said, why can't we demonstrate all over the world about the shooting? I said, I'll bring it before the director. He will decide. But I think all the years we gave the houses, killing us and going scot-free has come to an end. No more. Shall we allow them to be messing about with us? They are importing tomatoes because they have seen the money, oil money to import tomatoes. Why couldn't they go into their farmland and dig and plant tomatoes? Why are they importing it? Because they have seen oil money. Lazy people that are supposed not to be with us in the first place. Killing is theirs. Stealing is theirs. Look at the Hausa man who was caught in Niger. How much money? They believe always in the ready-made money. They steal our money. They publish not. Look at the Daura. Trying to give children food. They shouldn't take any food because they're poison them. Everything Islamic is evil, is devilish. Our people should be told, all the coordinators, please take note. Go to all our primary schools in all Biafran village. Don't take any food from the pedophile. They're poison them. They will kill them. Because Islam, their quest is killing. Once you are not Islamic, they will kill you. That is their style. All coordinators should take note. They should go the whole Biafra land. Give them information not to allow their children to take any food from the house of Fulani rapists. Call himself a president. Treat our people. We've sworn that we will revenge and we will not forget. Never will we look back in this revenge. Britain has kept quiet. Cameron. They go around destroying countries and then complain about immigrants. Why not fix those countries? You go and killing their leaders. When you destroy them and then when they start flowing into your country, start complaining again. You are not clever. Britain and their immigration style, you are not. You destroy country, what do you expect? They will come to you. Leave them to fix their own countries. They will never come to you. No country is a bed of roses. You walk and build your own country. People are not coming here to say yes freely. They are suffering. Anybody who tells you they are abroad and enjoying, it's not true. Look at what our brother said earlier in New York. They are paying mortgage, electricity bill, you pay everything you eat, you pay. There is no country that is a bed of roses. We should go home and till our own land and help to build our own land. No foreign country can ever give you peace. Director, I'll come back to you. Good evening.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you. I'm having to juggle because our connectivity is not as sound as it should be, but we are proceeding all the same. I'm very, very sure towards the end of the day, everything will be fabulous. I want those here to speak, please. I came because of them before we conclude. Please go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Director. You're very, very welcome. In fact, we are the in-house, so we wouldn't like to take much time. My name is Ndidi Ndweze. I'm from Ndokwa Local Government Area. I speak Okwani. So in this medium, I have a philosophy. I don't want to be telling director, I spoke to one person, I spoke to some people, they are not listening. Please, anywhere you are in Biafra land, you speak to anybody, don't force them. They're not a tech cripple, say, well, don't start. Don't force anybody. Oh, I'm talking to some people. Nobody called us. Thank God there is light in America, there is electricity. We were able to browse, and out of the 88 radio stations I have around the world, I was able to listen to Radio Biafra, and over 3 years now, you will know, your mind, your instinct will tell you when something is right. So what am I saying in essence? Having said that, I want to use this medium to thank the American people, particularly President Richard Nixon. May he so rest in perfect peace. This was the President of the United States in 1969, who mandated, having been pushed, and I also want to thank the House, the Congress, the American Congress, who between 1965 to 1970, these were the House who sent a motion to the President Richard Nixon that the issue in Biafra land should be looked into. So for the Americans who grew up, a lot of journalists around the world, they are less than 30 years, so they will not really know what's going on. That is why they are writing a lot of shit around. Please, a lot of journalists around the world, go into your archives, go into the net. If lies are not fed, they're going to where you will find the real story. So what am I saying in essence? I want to thank the American Congress of between 1965 to 1970. Who made a motion? Who made it a must? Despite America being involved in the war in Vietnam, in that period, America was involved with their resources and everything. They were involved in the Vietnam War. Notwithstanding, they still sent a 6-month delegation, which involved the senator from New York and the food specialist to Biafra land. This is why a lot of pictures with the Kwashoko children with big tummy, children starving, that is why the picture was able to come out, because part of the delegation were photographers. Because why, if America had not sent that delegation, if America has not sent those delegation to Biafra land, Britain was telling America, oh, everything is okay. They are one Nigeria. They are one. Because America stood on Britain to tell them, leave that land. What are you doing? Leave these people. We want you to leave Africa. Leave the whole, mandated the whole of EU. EU, because the way you have British colonies, you have French, you have German, you have Portuguese. Even mandated them to leave. But Britain was, telling their brothers, the American brothers who was listening to them, no, they are one Nigerian. Now, thank God, we have traveled. We are here. America, we are in America now. We are here in New York City. We are America. America, we are part of you. We pay your taxes. We follow your rules. We follow your regulations here. This is a beautiful country. Give us Biafra. We Biafrans will be your best ally. We Biafrans, our generation, want to sign an agreement with your generation right yet unborn. Biafran generation, we want to sign an agreement with this generation so that our children, we continue this friendship forever. So what are we saying? What am I saying in essence? Well, I want to thank the senators who made sure that visit to Biafra land in 1969 was possible. I also want to thank the women, the white women for that matter. Sorry, we are not racist, but we want to just bring the clarification. The white women who marched on the streets of New York protesting in 1968, protesting in the streets of New York in Fifth Avenue. We want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the woman from Breezy Point in Far Rockaway, the witch who I met some years ago, who told me, the school teacher in New Jersey, who told me, the white woman, who told me how they contributed, even as a kid, how they made sure the kids contributed their nickels and dimes, of the nickels and dimes and dollars, for food and welfare and aids to be bought and sent to Biafra land. We want to say thank you. We are not mindful. We are mindful, or however, we do not forget your generosity that you made towards Biafra. We want to let you know, America, and those that supported us, that the children of those who survived the war and the massacre, we are here to appreciate you. And it is not over. It is not over. Because we thank God for the media, and we thank God for our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, that to bring these things to your doorsteps. We know that in every system we have corrupt government, we have corrupt politicians who will go behind us, just like President, just like the senator from US who went to visit the terrorist Buhari recently. We want to let you know, because of their Islam, because of their terrorist background, they are bound to be double-minded. So I also want to use this medium to say thank you, to the NYPD, yes, to the NYPD, which is the New York Police, at every time we had a march protest in the United Nations, they have stood with us to direct us to the appropriate point where our stand has been made for us. We want to say thank you to the NYPD. These are repolishment. These are officers. These are officers who know what they're supposed to do. Who know that it's the right of the people to protest. Not the other way around, where our people were shot on Sunday in Biafra land. And we say that violence begat violence. As our director has said, you have sold the wind and you will reap the whirlwind. Now, we want to say thank you to NYPD. Why are we saying this? Because come September, this September will be the World Congress, the Congress of the Heads of State in United Nations. We shall be coming again. Expect us, NYPD, because we appreciate your job. We shall be in United Nations to protest to the world government of the massacre going on in Biafra land. Thank you so much. Let me give others the opportunity to speak. Thank you, Director, for coming. Thank you, everybody in the United States. I want to use the opportunity to also every state. They are waking up in America because we are having calls from left, right, and center. Even the journalists, why we had the last protest with my brother in Washington the other day when the terrorists visited, we were there, sleepless night. We were waiting for him. Our shout and our protest. We want to say thank you at this time to the security force of Obama in the White House, who took down our details and took it down inside. That who are these people outside the gate of the White House? They said these are indigenous people of Biafra. We want to say thank you because you know and you admire the reason for protest. We want to say. And I want to also use this opportunity to thank indigenous people of Biafra for giving us this medium to bring out our steam of anger, which has been bottled up for quite a long time, where we expressed it in front of the United Nations. And even the journalists who came with the terrorists, they could not stand. They were walking around us in shame. They were walking around us in shame. Even a lot of the journalists that came with the terrorists to Washington sometime last month, they came to meet us. They came to meet us, but they did not know. They came to meet us, appreciating what we are doing. So, the die is cast. Well, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you to our director. We want to say thank you to all the directorate of Radio Biafra, COC, our Abu, the barrister, and those in Spain. Those in Thailand, those holding fort in our embassy, those in Malaysia, those in Indonesia. We have not forgotten you. Those trying to cross the Red Sea to Europe. Please hold fort, for you shall take flight. We all had in mind to take a ship to stow away, but today we took flight comfortably. Please hold fort. Those in Biafra land, we appreciate you. Those in Asaba, Delta, everywhere, Delta, and in all Biafra land, we appreciate you. We are seeing your pains because we have those that sent the message to us as it's happening. We are with you. We are in a sad mood. We are with you. But sure, just as our director said in one of his broadcasts, that with all the forces of America, they could not defeat rice farmers of Vietnam. We will come. And with fierceness, even it will not be televised. Even the journalists will run. It will never be televised. We don't want to speak more. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. And compellingly spoken, thank you very much. I don't know if we have any other person here that wishes to speak. In the absence of that, we must proceed. People are calling us from all over the world. And also, I presume, Obunayagba has joined us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director, loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, welcome to the Big Apple. And by extension, welcome to the United States.
Thank you.
When I called you and I was listening, and I heard the barrister talking about Buhari going to feed school children. I just want to let him know that in Biafra land, we do not beg for food. You know, whatever
happened. One second. Please bear with me. Our cables are messing up. Thankfully, I have new ones. I brought new ones with me. Please do bear with me. I will come to you in a second. Can you please confirm you can hear me? Obuna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So, as I was saying before the interruption, Buhari should know that we do not beg for food in Biafra land. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. It's because of there's a very big, very massive delay. Please go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. So whatever happened during the war between Biafra and Nigeria, it's no reason for him to think that he can bring food and share to our children. So like Barrister said, our people should be aware this is a ploy to poison our people. Nobody should take free food from Buhari because it is not with the best of intentions. And then, Director, as you have arrived in the United States, I believe that God will grant you Johnny Mercies as you travel from the East Coast to the West Coast. And even when you go back to Biafra land and in everything that you have come to find here, God, our good God, Chukwu Okike Abiama, who created us and called us his own, will make sure that he fulfills all the requests that you have brought and you'll be able to get them and go back safely. In his name I pray.
He say. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Because of our systems here, we are, of course, as ever, always on the move. And we must perform same this very afternoon. Thank you very much. Having this is an emergency broadcast. We said we're going to broadcast from New York, and we have done so. We had wanted to do so earlier today, but it wasn't possible because by the time we came back from the house of our own Professor Innocent Odenigbo, it was no longer possible to be able to do so. People, we are falling left, right, and center, not out of bullets coming from Buhari's men, but due to exhaustion and tiredness. But this gospel having been preached this very morning, we must thank everybody who has made my coming to New York and my stay here a very worthwhile and deserved one. I thank them for their hard work, their diligence, their never-say-die attitude, their willingness to propagate this very gospel of redemption, and their eagerness to welcome the kingdom of heaven down to this very earth, all of them. From our coordinator here, David Ezekwesili, everybody here gathered, Mbadike himself as well, everybody who is here, both those I can remember and those I cannot remember, Umunem Kunubu, Unyobula, one name, all of you, even those that died, that is why I have never felt this way. People die all the time, but those that were killed at Onitsha, I don't know why I feel the way. There is something happening to me. My mind is not at rest and can never be until we avenge their death. My mind is not at rest. It can never be. I don't expect it to be until we have avenged it. On behalf of the Directorate of State, on behalf of the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, on behalf of the members of this glorious family, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, I must thank each and every one of you for joining us and also prepare for the edition that will come later on this very afternoon, I should say, or should I say morning, or should I say evening where you are. Afternoon for us will be evening for you. In case you have forgotten, in case because of the incident in Onitsha, you have taken leave of flight of your senses, allow me to once again remind you that this Biafra we are fighting for is our religion. That here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Okike Abiama Purimi Henine is our creator. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families safe and intact. But more importantly, Chukwu Okike Abiama will bless Biafra. and keep the souls of our dear departed in very safe place, I tell you. In very safe place. We remember them every day and we mourn them. We mourn them every blessed day, and so shall we do until the end of time. From me, from here, this very afternoon, it's gone to afternoon now, allow me to say good afternoon to you all.
Let's be